Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hurricane Michael certainly meant business coming on shore. It's just below a Category 5. Fortunately, it hit an area of the Florida Panhandle that is populated mostly by alligators. What a break. Great to have you along. Here we go with the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show. Usually the most heavily congested as well. It's the 5 o'clock follies getting underway. And the key word for this hour is passed along by Miss Moneypenny right before station identification at 5 o'clock. Office, just like the TV show. Well, not exactly. Office, O-F-F-I-C-E. Text that word to 72881. You could join the likes of Gary Willingham from Pickens, our latest winner yesterday morning, $1,000 coming Gary's way. Love to add your name to the list of winners in the $1,000 bankroll contest brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. So, Michael, now a Category 3 storm, still doing plenty of damage with winds of 125 miles an hour and gusts up to 155. The area where the eye came on shore, and just to the east of that on the right-hand side of the storm, is where the most damage is done. That, fortunately, was in a very lightly populated area of the Florida coast. It's not to say that the people who are dealing with it are not having a rough time, because the video from their shows, they certainly are. And as you heard Annie mention, some school closings as a result. We are anticipating, as you heard Ray Miller from our weather center say in the 5 o'clock update has just come down, we can expect some heavy rainfall and perhaps some stronger wind gusts, a bit more than we saw from the remnants of Florence. So we'll keep you alerted to that, of course, as we proceed along. One of the things that came to my attention today, my baby doll Brenda mentioned this to me. I was out running some errands this morning, and I came back, and she said, hey, did you see that Mark Sanford surfaced? And I said, no, really? What was he talking about? She said, he was talking about Nikki Haley announcing that she's going to be leaving as our ambassador to the United Nations. Well, as it turned out, the former Appalachian Trail hiking governor was on with his buddies on BSNBC yesterday and was asked what he made of Nikki's resignation. Here's the former governor.
Weird. I can't put my finger on it. You know, her head political guy, but John Lerner used to be my lead guy, and that guy keeps his nose to the political winds. He has an acute sense of what's going on, and mm-hmm. So either there's another shoe to drop from a Trump standpoint, something that we don't know and that she wants to get out of the way of, or alternatively, there was this, you know, inquiry, I guess, put in yesterday on private planes. And given what she saw happen to Price and what she saw happen to Pruitt, maybe she just doesn't want to, risk the possibility of blemish or the possibility of being pushed out, as both of them were, given the private plane question. So something isn't doesn't quite fit. It's just so shocking, so surprising, given, again, her aptitude and interest. I think she did a good job. I think she's surpassed a lot of people's expectations as to how she would do with no foreign policy experience. I think she proved her critics wrong. But something doesn't fit. Or maybe you could say, I'm just tired and I need a break. But that's kind of like when people in politics say, well, I just need to go home and spend more time with the family. Something doesn't quite fit there, particularly if you come from South Carolina, which is the Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome world of politics. As you know, it's rough and tumble. So the idea of one inquiry, I don't know. It doesn't fit.
He said, something doesn't smell right. And if anybody would be, as my baby doll Brenda pointed out, if anybody would be an expert on that, well, who are you going to trust? You know, who are you going to go to on that particular issue? Right. Former Governor Mark Sanford. I like Mark, but Mark, come on. You know, in on the text line 71307, what a classless jerk, Sanford. Bob, why are schools closing? Well, for one thing, because anticipated high winds. You may not be aware of it, but, you know, South Carolina buys most of our school buses from other states. We primarily buy used school buses. And my understanding is that the advice from either DOT or wherever it comes from is that school buses should not be on the road with winds in excess of 30 miles an hour. So that could be in anticipation of that. Bob, I expect to see results from the hurricane if they're canceling school across the upstate. When I was a kid, we didn't cancel school for a hurricane or a thunderstorm. Just ridiculous. Bobby, I just missed the keyword. Sorry, could you please repeat? Yeah, office. Okay, office, the keyword. Bobby, want to have fun on Election Day? Go to the polls. Vote for the Republican Party and watch the blue party turn green with envy. Just a thought, but I enjoy it. Yeah, hey, if it makes you feel good, do it. Bob, I have a few non-politically correct suggestions for the keyword since you mentioned yesterday getting kind of short on those. How about fake, news, blue, and wave? Okay, I'll pass those along to the corporate minions, the yummies who are responsible for that. Bob, can you bring us up to date on the South Carolina gas tax increase? Is it true that the money is being diverted, or is it true that 100% of this money is going to road repair? Regards, Dan in Walhalla. Well, it was sold to us as for pothole repair, needed road construction, widening where needed, those kinds of things. I would recommend to you go to thenerve.org, just like it sounds, N-E-R-V-E, thenerve.org, and you can use their search engine and bring up their stories written primarily by their lead reporter, Rick Brundtrit, who's been a guest on this show numerous times. You can bring you up to speed on it. But the last we had heard, something like 2%, I believe that's accurate, 2% of the money that has been collected so far in the gas tax has actually been reused for road repairs. Okay. Bobby, in reference to the Antifa road blockers in Portland, a 12-gauge loaded with dragon's breath shells would put a stop to this madness once and for all. Yeah, but with the cops told to stand down, at the behest, I'm sure, of the lefty loony mayor of Portland, you'd be the one arrested while they would continue to accost elderly people in wheelchairs, for heaven's sake. Bobby Mack, I was just wondering if Mr. Lincoln, our great president, freed the slaves, and the Whig Party is responsible as well for that. Why are so many black people who don't give President Trump a chance? The Democrats wanted to keep him in chains, as Joe Biden said, just a thought. You never hear much from African-Americans who support President Trump because the media doesn't want them to be heard. Trust me, they're out there. Bobby, one of these days, Hugh L. from Florence is really going to text you and you won't know it. I don't know. I suspect the tone might be different if it actually came from the president pro tempore of the South Carolina Senate and his concrete company. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. We'll be right back as we cruise on. Oh, by the way, Hillary yesterday, when pouring gasoline on the fire and calling for more uncivil conduct on the part of progressive Democrats, she also talked about the difference between all those sexual misconduct allegations against her hubby and the ones against Kavanaugh. This is Rich. Stay tuned.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Thank you. Let's work together. That is not the philosophy of Hillary and Maxine Waters and Spartacus, the rest of them. Yeah, get out there, get in their faces. Don't let them have dinner in a restaurant anywhere without nagging them. Jeez. And, of course, you know, we haven't seen that much incivility on the part of the loony left. Unless, of course, you happen to be at that Republican baseball practice where a loony lefty started shooting at his political enemies. In on the text line 71307 about Mark Sanford. Bobby, I'm hiking on the Appalachian Trail. Yeah, Sanford is right. Something doesn't smell right. Bobby, you mean don't cry for me, Argentina, Mark Sanford? Well, Bob, since Sanford is losing his seat, he lost in the primary to Katie Arrington. He has tons of time to offer his opinions on BSNBC. Bobby, back in my day, when tornadoes are coming, they put you out in the hallway with your head between your knees. These kids are getting too soft. Harumph. Bobby, a fake news. South Carolina buys new school buses. The majority are Thomas school buses, and a few are made by Bluebird. The upstate received over 100 of these new buses last year. That's good. So I went back and I can remember a number of years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, we were buying used buses from, I believe it was Kentucky. So I checked to get some backup on the story here. This is from January of this year. South Carolina's aging fleet of school buses will soon experience a youth movement of sorts thanks to a decision by the state's General Assembly. They unanimously voted to override vetoes by Governor Henry McTaxta, freeing $20.5 million in surplus lottery money to buy new school buses. The funds will be enough to replace as many as 210 vehicles. A 2007 state law mandates buses older than 15 years on the road should be replaced. Approximately 2,000 buses statewide are beyond that threshold, according to the DOE, the Department of Education. We still have over 1,000 buses that are in excess of 20 years old on the road each day, said Molly Spearman. I remain committed to working alongside the governor, blah, 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 to ensure that we have safe and reliable transportation. A total of 95 state-owned buses in operation in Horry County were under 10 years old. So I was partially right. Apparently they used to buy used buses, and now that they have some more money to do that, they are gradually replacing them with new ones, and that's a good thing. Why is it, by the way, I'm curious, why is it, by the way, that school buses don't have to have seatbelts? I mean, we constantly hear the mantra, you know, oh, make sure your child's in the right size car seat, and then put them on a school bus and no seatbelts? Oh, the size of the bus protects them, right? The size of the bus protects a small child from flying around in the event of a collision? Bobby, so there are buses still in service when I was in school 25 years ago? Bob, I was in high school in the 80s and had to reach a snow depth of at least 8 inches before they would even release us from class to go home. Guess what? We all lived. Bunch of butterflies in charge of schools today. Bobby, the difference between the Clintons and the rest of us is we're subject to the law, while they are simply fulfilling their duties as nobles. We are a threat to their democracy, a threat to their republic. From Charles and Anderson. Bobby, please tell everyone no to save their gas receipts. There's a civil suit planned for a tax write-off money not spent on roads. DOT. Yeah. Dear Hillary, the difference between the misconduct allegation. Misconduct? You kidding? Rape? Sexual assault? Some misconduct. The difference is one was real, the other is fantasy. I would say that's probably accurate. Hillary speaks about her husband's sexual misconduct on the other side of the news. Take a break for that here. 529 on the Bobby Mack Show. It's the Hump Day edition. Annie's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side. McLean. Great to have you along. Nice to see a little sunshine out there peeking through as well. Not much of that on the way. Well, liquid sunshine on the way for tomorrow. In on the text line, Bob, Bill can be forgiven. Kavanaugh cannot be because he didn't do anything. Hillary Clinton talking to the Clinton News Network said the sexual misconduct allegations against her husband were different than those against Brett Kavanaugh. The interview conducted by left-wing commentator Christiane Amanpour, made up of 30 minutes of softball questions that allowed Hillary to tee up whatever she wanted, primarily President Trump, without any tough follow-ups. Perhaps the most outrageous moment, though, at the end when Amanpour spread some breathtaking fake news in reference to the Clintons' upcoming speaking tour. Amanpour asked, obviously, you're going to be prepared to have questions about that moment in 1998, the impeachment, the allegations of sexual harassment against your own husband. Are you prepared to answer those questions? Is he prepared to answer them? And how do you see that similar or different from what President Trump is being accused of and Kavanaugh and others today? Okay. Before we get to Hillary's answer, can we review the question for a moment? Amanpour, describing the allegations as against Bill Clinton as harassment, is like describing an elephant as, say, a dog. Or CNN as a legitimate news outlet. Bill Clinton was not accused of harassment. Among other things, he was credibly accused of rape by Juanita Broderick, of exposing himself by Paula Jones, and of groping a grieving widow in the Oval Office. That was Kathleen Willey. What's more, over the exposure allegation, Clinton was forced to settle a lawsuit with Paula Jones for $850,000, which was $100,000 more than Jones had originally asked for. Okay? So now here is Hillary's answer. Well, there's a very significant difference, and that is the intense, long-lasting partisan investigation that was conducted in the 90s. Oh, I see. Okay, Hillary, it's the vast right-wing conspiracy again? You're really going there again? If, you know, the Republicans, starting with President Trump on down, want a comparison, they should welcome such an investigation themselves. Now, the partisan investigation that Hillary's referring to is Ken Starr, who was appointed not by Republicans, but by three judges on the D.C. court on the circuit. What's more, he was appointed to replace a man appointed by Clinton's own attorney general, Janet Reno, who launched the special prosecutor at the request of Bill Clinton. It was Clinton's sleazy Oval Office affair with Monica Lewinsky, along with the Jones suit and his own act of perjury, that brought his sex life into the Starr investigation. By the way, apparently Hillary would also like us to believe the now debunked allegations against Kavanaugh were not partisan, when in point of fact, that is all they were. Kavanaugh's accuser, Christy Blabbymouth Ford, surrounded herself with left-wing activist lawyers. Donna Ramirez is herself a left-wing activist. Julie Swetnick, she of the gang rape accusations, is the creation of Michael Avenatti, the deeply partisan attorney determined to try and attack Trump at every turn. On the other hand, Bill Clinton settled the indecent exposure case, was caught lying about Monica Lewinsky, committed perjury, and Broderick's rape allegation is about as credible as they come, including contemporaneous witnesses. And so what was Christiane Amanpour's follow-up question after Hillary spewed that nonsense? Well, Hillary Clinton, thank you very much indeed for joining me. This is CNN. Jeez, you got to love these folks. To the phones we go. Larry is in Spartanburg. Well, I got a question about the gas tax, I think. Hi, Larry, and welcome to the show.
Hey, I hate to slow you down, Bobby Mac, on what you're talking about with Bill Clinton.
That's okay.
Going back to the gas tax, didn't this also include, because we just renewed our tags, a giant increase in that? It was like double what it was, and they also were charging more, ironically, for people that had hybrids.
Yep.
It was going to cost them like $60. And well, that was still rolled in this same crazy bill, wasn't it?
Let's let Miss Moneypenny answer that question, since she has some pertinent knowledge of recent vintage. Moneypenny?
I just got the tax bill for one of my cars, and the tag fee on it was $61.
Nice.
It used to be $40, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's $61 for a tag.
And that is thanks to the gas tax. So
the taxation on the poor.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about it. Is it a fair and leveled tax based on your income or it's just a new source of revenue for the good old boys in Columbia that it's not enough that now we're paying 4 cents more a gallon in the gas tax and that they've only spent 2% of the millions they brought in from that on actually fixing potholes and the like. They also have tacked on all these other goodies as well. Isn't that special?
Thanks again, Bobby Mac.
Yeah, my pleasure, Larry. I wish I could tell you it wasn't so, but that's what they did. In on the text line, Bob, after Christiane Amanpour asked Clinton the right question about Bill, Amanpour will be found dead no later than tomorrow. The result of a tragic accident, I'm sure. Hey, Bob, what about the multiple Lolita flights with Slick Willie to the pedophile island? Right. Bob, the school bus I drive was born in 1988. Older than many transportation employees in Greenville County. Hillary and Eric Holder both basically calling for violence against Republicans. Yeah, essentially she's saying if you lose an election, it's fine to take to the streets and turn into an angry mob. And this is a woman that might have been president. Holy cow. Bob, why no seatbelts on school buses? The kids would use the seatbelts as weapons to beat the you-know-what out of each other. Bob, regarding seatbelts on school buses, my husband is a driver and has experienced a fire on the bus. Bob, yes, I was a bus driver in Greenville. Yes, we did have used state of Kentucky school buses. And finally, this, the size of that limo in New York didn't seem to help anybody that was in that limo, did it? 5:45, quarter before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with more as we cruise on here on the 5 o'clock Follies on WORD. Welcome back. Great to have you along. And as I said, Annie will have the latest update at the top of the hour on the school closing situation. Some will be affected more than others tomorrow. Further south is going to be, they are thinking now, the forecasting is, will be more heavily affected by stronger rainfall totals and gustier winds as well. And Ray Miller from our Weather Center will have the latest on Michael as well. To the phones we go. Lucy is next up and is in Greenville. Hi, Lucy, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. Always enjoy it. Apologize up front because I just got in from work and just started listening.
Mm-hmm.
But my phone binged, and on it, it said free Uber and LYFT rides for Election Day. And it's the Uber CEO, Dara, whatever his or her name, last name is. It's a crazy, but he's the CEO of Uber.
Right, yeah, he replaced the guy that had to resign over all the untoward incidents that Uber drivers had been involved in.
Well, this name is KHOSROWSHAHI and has announced that on November 6th, they will partner with hashtag Vote Together and Democracy Works to provide free rides to the polls.
Huh.
The offer of free rides is being made because lack of transportation is one reason people cite for not voting. Okay, are these, bipartisan groups, or are they Democratic, or are they Soros sponsored, or
that's a good question. I am looking right now at the Democracy Works website, and
the other is hashtag Vote Together.
Yeah,
Vote Together and Vote Often.
Yeah, that could be. Let me see who the supporters are of Democracy Works. That should quickly tell me something. The Knight Foundation, Democracy Fund, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, MacArthur Foundation, Ashoka, and Pew. The board of directors. I don't
providing free rides if we're not going to, on the way to the polls,
proselytize,
you know,
as to
them on how to vote.
Exactly. Yeah. this sounds like a Democrat kind of idea. I'll have to explore this further, but my guess would be because part of the mantra of the left has been, well, we have all these voters out there who are disenfranchised because they can't get to the polls, blah, 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 as if they couldn't vote, you know, in the early voting period or what have you. This does sound like something that has Democrat ties, but I can't positively say that without doing a deeper dive into finding out. But looking at the board of directors, they don't look like a roundup of conservatives.
Well, and I don't think that Uber CEO is a conservative person either.
I would be surprised if that were the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all are always so informative and help to educate, especially me and all the rest. Not that the rest of the listeners need educating, but I take every help I can get. So keep up the good work, and we appreciate y'all being there.
Thanks for the encouragement, Lucy. I appreciate it, and thanks for the tip about what Uber and Lyft are doing here. And if it's nonpartisan, you know, well, that's fine. That's a good thing. You know, you don't have a way to get to the polls. They'll provide it. Otherwise, I'm not sure if they're going to do any proselytizing on the way. Hey, by the way, have you heard, you know, that sort of thing. Hour number three coming to a close here on Wednesday. This hour with Halloween right around the corner. This hour brought to you by the PC Halloween Shop.
It's our big annual Halloween sale at the Halloween Shop, with items guaranteed not to get you fired for being insensitive or offensive. Try our non-gender-conforming, religiously ambiguous ghost costume this year. It comes in red, green, black, purple, and white gilt. Or how about our female-empowering, sexy Ruth Bader Ginsburg outfit?
Wow.
Show off that beach bod while shattering glass ceilings. Need snacks for your upcoming Halloween party? Try our farm-to-table, non-conforming, candy-imitating gray blocks made from organic oatmeal milk made by reformed South American convicts getting paid $75 an hour, guilt-free for the belly and the soul. Also, we've changed our name this year from the Halloween Shop to the non-denominational pagan-based holiday celebration shop.
Great.
Have fun without getting fired this year. Visit one of our 25 locations that most of the year are abandoned storefronts.
Well, it's not real, but it might be on the way next. See you back with a bonus hour. It's coming up next here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day. Another keyword's on the way, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.